Blog Talk Radio.
The All About You show is brought to you in part by Vera Heart Coaching and Mindscape, the art of transformation.
Oh, hello, hello, hello. It is Thursday, October 29th, and this is Karen, your host of the All About You show, and I am so, truthfully, I cannot tell you how excited I am about my guest tonight, Diane Keys. I've known her a number of years. She's a very, very good friend. I utterly adore her, and I have to tell you, her, when she does readings, I did a Diane, do you remember this? This is when we had to put a limit on people coming, because you were at my house until 2:30 in the morning doing readings.
You know what? Because of that, I set a limit. I'm careful, too. After that, yes, I said, okay, 10 to 12 max, and that's the limit. So I had one lady break it into two nights. Because, yeah, after that, I mean, it was a blast, but I was like, oh, my God. Yeah, people kept showing up. You're like, oh, the neighbors are here.
Yes. I think we wound up with, like, 25 people that night.
That was insane, but it was fun. It was so fun. But, yeah, I do definitely 10 is kind of the max before my brain is jello'd. But it's an endurance thing, too. I built up the endurance, you know. It's like you just build up stamina for it. So if you're doing it right, reading, they shouldn't really require too much effort. I mean, it can be draining, but really technically if you're doing it correctly, it shouldn't be tiring because it really you're not supposed to use really any of your own energy. It's just kind of like sitting back and, you know, watching a TV screen. But you know, we all get into our wanting to heal, and sometimes we try to heal people by sort of taking their energy on, or, you know, and that's really not the right way to do it, because that can lead to a lot of problems. So.
Right.
So anyway.
Yeah, you really don't want anybody else's energy, you know?
No. Too many people want to give it to you. Only our energy is meant to run in our bodies, and that's it.
Right. No solenoscopy, if you will. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. Exactly. I like that. That's a good one.
Well, we have, how do you feel about taking calls, babe?
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah, okay, because I've got somebody on hold. So we'll see if we can bring this caller in live. And there they are. Hello, caller. You're on the air live with Diane Keys.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, Diane.
What is your name?
Margaret.
Okay. Are you comfortable saying your full name for me three times?
Megan.
Okay. What is your question?
I was just wondering, basically in general, like, what do you see happening in my life?
What I'm seeing right now is kind of, it looks like you've really compromised for a lot of people. You actually sort of showed me this very Catholic image of, like, the crown of thorns on Jesus. So a lot of women kind of get into this whole, you know, selfless martyr thing that society likes to tell us is what we should be doing. And so it looks like you're just in that phase of kind of having compromised and kind of giving it all away to people. And that's what you did because you wanted to. But you're sort of in this phase of kind of changing identities and changing hats. And so you're really in this big transition phase of, you know, deciding what it is that you want for the rest of your life and how to really get more of what you want. So it's kind of almost like a second rebirth in a way. It's kind of like, okay, who, you know, it really is, I just see you that in this planning phase of like, okay, what is going to make me happy? Like now you have permission to do what makes you happy. So it looks like you might be contemplating like some kind of move or, you know, I see the potential for like a really big change in your life, but it just depends on if you're willing to kind of grab it. Cause it's just like your time to really do for yourself. And like I said, kind of get reacquainted with yourself. Cause like I said, it looks like you've had to make a lot of compromises along the way and possibly kind of lost sight, you know, of again, what, you know, surprisingly, a lot of us, we sort of, as moms or whatever, grandparents, we lose sight of, like, what it is we even like. You know, it's like sometimes we haven't even thought about it. So it's just, again, it's your time, permission to do for yourself some travel in there or, like, a move. But it just looks like, again, sort of putting aside that role of, you know, giving, selfless giving to everybody else.
Okay, thank you.
Is that it, Margaret?
Well, do you have any suggestions, Karen?
Do I have any suggestions?
Yeah, I don't know what... You know me really well.
You know, she's actually...
I actually
agree with everything that Diane just shared with you, just because of the talks that we've had, you know, that you are on the brink of going off in a different direction, and you do give selflessly to other people. And I thought the Jesus thing was very prominent, but
Margaret,
not for you.
Are you Catholic? Are you Catholic?
No, I'm Protestant.
Well, I really see a lot of this Catholic imagery. Is that someone in your family, a husband,
a
neighbor? I'm like overly religious, but I do believe in, I hate to say
other realms?
Of the realm and what the sometimes, for like example, the Catholic faith, you have the rosary, which is really like the mala beads and the prayers, and I think sometimes I really appreciate that, because I think the rituals in the Catholic religion is far more important than what we have maybe in the Protestant religion. If you understand what I'm saying.
I see, like I said, you're showing me Jesus with the crown of thorns, and it looks like you do actually work with Jesus, that energy with him as your guide, Christ consciousness. So he's a very prominent protector and guide for you. But I also see you with the Virgin Mary, whether you want to call her the goddess, you know.
Right.
I see you with Mother Mary, and I feel like Mother Mary is also there to help guide you. But yeah, you really get a lot of strength from Christ. It's a very, like, it's like this fatherly love that you've tapped into. And I feel like he's around you right now because he wants to kind of give you that, like, fatherly, like, push, you know.
Right.
You can do it kind of. So, yeah. But yeah, you definitely... I mean, usually I don't see that. If someone's Catholic, they've usually been Catholic in a lot of other lives, but it looks like in other lives you kind of were in that war between, like, religious wars between Catholic, Protestant, and it looks like that was kind of something that you kind of chose the wrong side. So you kind of, you were out of the box and you sort of refused to conform, and you paid dearly for it, but... That's also what, because you had this much more expanded view, like it's not only this or that. So that's why in this life, you know, you've had the freedom to kind of pick and choose and create your own, you know, faith. And religion and spirituality have nothing to do with each other, you know. You've kind of adapted your own, because you do see that everything's kind of universal. But that's why, because you saw all the pain and war that became of people just being so rigid that they have the way and the only way. So you're just like a little renegade person that, you know, in your own quiet way, you like taking a stand, but in this very sort of, you know, quiet kind of slyish way.
Yeah,
you live near a very interesting area where there's a lot of universal activity, we'll call it.
Are you sure you're not the one creating it? Stirring up trouble.
The first one that said it.
Yes,
it's a very, very active area.
It is. It is very active. Very, very active. But, yes. Well, Margaret, thank you so much. Did you have anything else that you wanted to add? I have another call holding, so...
Okay, no, I just thought it was very interesting with her about the religion. And just really quickly, is that because of I've followed the genealogy of my family, we have really been involved since the 9th century,
mm-hmm.
of religion and wars and so I find that very interesting that you were able to tap into that.
You were very the life that's sticking out right now, and there must be some lesson or reason for it, is like in the Middle Ages, the great, I forget how you say it, chasm, whatever, but yeah, they're like the religious wars. You were heavily involved at that time, so
uh-huh.
Yeah, that's something that's coming up for you now, because you're able to sort of tap into that. You've always had this kind of direct connection with Christ, with God, with Christ,
well,
and so you're able to just kind of tap into that.
Well,
you're
thank
welcome.
You, and I'll let you get on to the next caller.
Margaret, thanks so much. I find that absolutely amazing. Margaret, thank you again for calling. We appreciate your call in.
Thank you so much, Karen. Have a wonderful evening.
You too, darling.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Love you all. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. That is, I just hung up on the other person. I am so sorry. It double-clicked.
No.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry. Please call back in. I do apologize. That was really my fault.
It's all great. And you know, Karen, it's all completely not surprising because, you know, when we're talking about these things, there's always a resistance energy. There's spirits
right.
around that are like, oh, no, I don't want you to do this. And so I'm just used to it. There was a time when I do readings, I'd have to have like 6 phones because I'd be like, okay, you know, because at the last second, a fully charged phone will just die. I had one person come to a reading and her car died literally before she could get there, and she never called to make another appointment because I think it scared her. That was the purpose. It's like, that's just some weird voodoo. But it happens all the time because it's actually a good thing because it just means there's a lot of spiritual activity and that there's resistance to these things being talked about, which
right.
means it needs to be talked about because it's
right.
going to be a healing. But, you know, it gets kind of funny, so
it
I'm not
does.
Surprised that happened because both of my phones died. Everything else with Wi-Fi is working except both phones, and then my cell phone was acting weird, and you tried to call me, 3 times, and
yes.
it wouldn't stop, so.
Right.
But, you know, we can.
Right.
We can do it.
Okay, well, we have another caller. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to this next caller, and if this is the person I disconnected, I am so sorry.
Yes, it is. That's okay. I thought maybe I did something.
No, you know, it's usually operator error, but I have to tell you, I'm on my 3rd computer in 18 months. I just keep blowing them up.
Oh, my God.
Oh. You know, it's like, you know, high energy, right?
Right.
So anyway, hi, welcome. Welcome to the
Hello.
All About You show. Can Diane get your name 3 times, please?
Yes. Regina.
Hi, Regina. Did you have a question?
Yes, I do. I had a group interview yesterday for a well-known brand, a very, very good company that is global, and it was through a staffing agency. But I was not selected for the next process or the next step, and that really bummed me because I really want to go back to work. And I hadn't been working in a long minute, I should say, and I just want to see what's coming up for me.
You're saying that didn't work out?
No, it didn't work out.
Yeah, because I was going to say that wasn't, I mean, it's a step in the right direction, but, you know, it's disappointing, but it just means that it wasn't really the right thing for you. You wouldn't have been happy with it because it looks like if you had gotten it, you wouldn't have stayed there very long. So, you know, something else is on the way for you. It's it looks like it's not in that exact niche or field, so just be kind of open to maybe something that's a little out of your comfort zone or something, but it just looks like you're really doing what you need to do and just, you know, hang in there. And it just looks like multiple employment agencies or whatever, you working through several of them and then just keep on there because I feel like you're putting all the effort out. It's just, you haven't manifested the right exact job, you know, and just give it to spirit. Ask every day, you know, that I manifest the job that is in my highest good. Because if you didn't get it, there's a reason. But it's just showing you, okay, you're on the right track to find what you want. Deb, you've been out of work for a long time, right?
Yes, I've been out of work since May of this year.
Yeah, so still your self-esteem, that affected your self-esteem, even though that doesn't look like it really had much to do with you.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's just kind of a process of getting your confidence back. I saw you really as like a soaring eagle. That's the first thing you showed me.
Okay.
And it looks, you're like close to taking off. You've got your wings spread, but you're not quite there. So, just be patient. And, you're on the right track. So, and I think it's not going to take a whole lot longer. So, I feel like it'll be definitely, it might be like right after the new year, which probably sounds like a really, really long time. But it looks like something really lasting will come then.
Yeah, because like the last job I had, it was through a staffing agency, another one, but it started as a short term, but it was a long term assignment, and and I really did like the people that I worked with and stuff, and I enjoyed the work as well. It just it got to come to an end sometime. So
And you need something with the security of a long term, because just these. The insecurity of like it just being short term, it's better for you to wait and find something more stable, because it looks like that's what your kind of main thing is. You really just want some stability.
I definitely need it.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
What is it that you love to do, Regina?
I can say it, but I really can't. I won't say can't. It just won't come in fruition. Cause I put my energy in my makeup skills and I get it ready and I show people and stuff like that. But it's just really hard getting clients around here. And I can put it out and put it out and just. Because I need something with benefits right now because I'm on my own with two kids. But I'd rather do that on the side, just build it as a side business. And then once I get my feet landed and grounded, that I can financially can take off and do that makeup full time. I just can't do that right now, the situation I'm in now.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's what you love to do?
Yeah, that's what I love to do.
Yeah. So does it feel like that? Far away from you, or does it feel like it's close to you?
I actually had it was a lady that reached out to me because I applied through an ad for like freelance work, but it was working with brides.
Oh, awesome.
And I reached out to her maybe almost 2 weeks ago about the opportunity, and I sent all the stuff I needed, and I've been, following up, but I haven't received anything, and I didn't even know that's going to pan out, because that could have given me some little money until something comes up for me.
Right.
Do you feel that would come through, even though the lady hasn't returned my email or anything?
I don't actually.
Okay.
I don't feel like put a lot of investment in that, because I think it's further down the road, and really just like I said, hold on for that job. You really do need the security and like the makeup. You know what the passion is, and I didn't. That's just going to take a really long time to build that.
Exactly.
Regardless.
And that's why I'm not really too focused on that area right now. I just need to support me and my family. That's important to me.
You'll be able to get that kind of stability. I'd say you'll be able to really focus on your, makeup business, I'd say, like, in 3 years. That might seem like a long time, but I would just really kind of let that go, because that will just kind of happen on its own. And I think it's too
frustrating. You are so right. I'm glad somebody see that. Other people tell me, go and do your own business. No, I can't. Got to have some money first. It's just no way I can do that. I don't want to take out no loans. Grants are kind of hard to find, and
That would create more stress. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Some people are more, you know, they can just kind of fly by the seat of their pants and make it work, but there's other people that, you know, security is just a really big issue for them, and that makes total sense. But you'd be way too anxious unless you have that. Of course, you're a good
exactly.
mom, so you have kids. But, yeah,
exactly.
you that's awesome. Really the priority right now. The rest, I wouldn't worry about it. Yeah.
Well,
right.
Regina, do call us, call me back in January, you know, and let me know what's happening. I would be very interested mm-hmm. to see where you land up, you know, after the
me
first
too.
Of the year or close to there.
I know, me too. Okay, well,
right.
thank you, ladies.
Awesome.
You're
thanks
welcome.
For calling, Regina. All right, have a great night. Mm-hmm. Happy Halloween.
You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. That is really cool.
We should ask if he's doing Halloween makeup. That would be cool.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. That would be fun.
I mean, I'm sure
she was
beauty,
doing Halloween
yeah.
makeup.
Yeah.
yeah, right? All right, what's going on? What do you see happening with me? Where am I going? I know,
you're going
right?
out with me. I'm
yeah.
going to come visit you again.
Yay, please do. We're going to do a regression,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, well, yeah, for... Yeah, that was so fun. I mean, I still remember what I got out of that regression. Yeah, it was so cool and really, really helpful. And you helped my daughter and you helped my son. So she's good, people. She's really good. Okay, so for you.
I know,
you showed
right?
me looking five.
I'm what?
What are you doing with your energy, Karen? You're just trying to stump me. No, you sort of showed me looking side to side, so it's almost like you're trying to look more through your peripheral vision than ahead, and I'm not particularly sure why, but there's almost like this, I don't know, it's weird. Usually I see it like people kind of are looking over their shoulder like they feel threatened a bit, but that's not so much what you're doing. You're just, you're wanting to see what's going on around you, and you have this strong awareness of that, but it's like a little bit of like something sneaking up on you, but I'm not sure why you're not looking forward. Maybe you're trying to kind of be more in the moment or something.
I am trying to be more in the moment. That's very
yeah, so
true.
Like,
I'm up in my pyramid. I have a copper pyramid. So when you're here, we'll go sit up there and meditate next time. It'll hold
that'd
like four
awesome.
People, you know, it's like, feet tall. So it's huge and I love it. But yeah, I'm trying to take in a lot of information and I'm like going in a thousand different directions and, you know, and loving every single minute, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
it looks like... you're choosing to kind of shut down your clairvoyance right now because you really rely heavily on your clairaudience, and sound is very important to you. And so for whatever reason, you're just trying to really hone in on that. And you just look at, you're sort of like just trying to tune your little radio into some different frequency kind of things because, sound is very important to you. Music, I'm seeing this from you as like a Tibetan monk, and with the didgeridoos and the chanting, that kind of very methodical, rhythmic music, you can easily go into trance pretty much. So that's pretty much why you're doing what you do with putting people in trances, because that is a very good place for you to do your sort of soul work. You have a lot of experience with kind of being able to leave your body at will. So, you know, so that's not a shock to you. You have a lot more fun traveling around out of your body than you ever do in your body.
Yes,
and,
I know.
I
have a little mini biofeedback machine, and I am more in alpha on a consistent basis than anything else. It's like when I hit
deepest,
beta,
right?
You know, when I'm in beta, it's like too much noise, you know? And I, you know, and so I got to go back into alpha because that's where, it's my happy place, you know?
Exactly.
But,
you're very close to your unconscious, and so that's why it's very I don't know, you just, you prefer to be in that state from being a monk where you just spent a lot of time in a meditative state and found that peace. And so that's why it's kind of hard for you in this crazy, overstimulating world, because it's just too much. You know, you're used to finding your center with just, you know, silence. And so that's why you kind of, you have to kind of create your little sanctuary for yourself. And, you know, I think sometimes you wonder, like, well, why am I like this? But, you know, it's just you knowing yourself that you have to really have your sanctuary and be protective of it, you know.
Right.
And,
right.
Because otherwise you kind of short circuit.
Yep.
But, yeah, it's interesting.
like throwing a toaster and a plugged in toaster into a tub full of water short circuit.
Yeah. And unfortunately, large groups of people are the ones that are dumping that water on you, because not on purpose, but it's just that's when you're in a group of people, it's just you just are picking up on all that energy. So what you're kind of working on, you can tune into these frequencies, but you're still trying to learn how to tune it out and then know that you can really just turn it off completely. You don't have to pick up on it. But, yeah, that's what it really is. Like when people have social phobia or whatever, it's not so much the amount of people. It's just that they're haven't learned how to tune out all the energy coming at them from those people, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
well, I don't have a social phobia because I love people, but
it's just you like to be with people. When you want to be with people, you're with people. You're very social, but when you want to be alone, like you want to be alone. You don't want anyone just. You don't want someone crashing on you. So that's something like you just need your space for yourself. That is like your recharging station.
Yes, exactly. And my batteries need recharging all the time.
That's what little Dylan does.
Pardon me?
That's what little Dylan does for you.
Yes. Oh my gosh, yes. That
your little ever ready battery.
Isn't he? Yes, he really is.
Mm-hmm.
He's just absolutely incredible, that one. You know. He's a wonder is what he is. So we had this big blood moon not too long ago, crazy moon, right? And they were talking about all these gamma rays, and I don't know what was supposed to happen. I don't really remember. But were there a lot of people affected, you know, by that particular rarity? Astronomical rarity.
But yeah, and there's been so many things like in a row, absolutely. And then I was telling you before we started that I don't like to attribute things like astrologically to things unless it just really sticks out, because there's so many people like, oh, it's Mercury retrograde. Like, I don't really like to give it that much power, but there are times, I mean, our family is so sensitive, we cannot sleep on full moons. We always know when it's a full moon, it's just like, oh no, it's annoying. And I had all these crazy things happening. Both of our cars died. It was just almost laughable. My husband lost his job. It was within like 2 days. Looking it up. Yeah, I'm looking it up. I'm like, okay, it's got to be a blood moon. It's full moon. It's a Mercury retrograde. And I couldn't find anything. Finally, I saw that on that exact day, there was this Orionid meteor shower. And I was like, that's it. And because they said what it is, it was actually the debris from Halley's Comet that was the you know, whatever, the debris, the leftover from that. And, you know, I believe in the wacko stuff, because what I was feeling was a lot of this alien energy around me. And I have always believed and heard that when there's those kind of, you know, phenomenon, the comets, the meteor showers, that the, you know, it's almost like a visitation that they come to this planet. It doesn't mean it's the bad ones, but it's just that that's what I believe it is, that they're coming to this planet to observe or, you know, whatever, because that's what I was sensing. And so there was just a lot of, you know, a lot of energy. But, I mean, they've proven that full moons affect people, because there's more water in people's bodies, which, you know, more crime.
Pregnant women go into labor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I was born during a full lunar moon. If that doesn't tell you how crazy I am. right?
That's so awesome. Yeah.
I mean, that really ought to tell everybody anything they ever need. Oh, got it. Yeah, you know, because truthfully, you know, but I don't feel like I'm affected by them. So that's awesome.
You know. Yeah, I mean, we're in control of our lives, so we don't have to be just ruled by whatever the planets are doing. I mean, sometimes it's just so overwhelming, it's hard to miss. But, you know, yeah, I don't like to just give my power to whatever phenomena is out there. But
I just look at it as, okay, cool. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a blip on my radar.
Yeah,
like most things.
Exactly.
Oop, blip, 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 and then off to the next, you know?
You do tend to have a lot, like your mind does tend to go, ooh, that's shiny, ooh, look at that, ooh. Your mind is kind of like always jumping from, like, you're like a bee on a flower, so yeah, your mind is very...
Yeah, it's like, oh, look,
the
chicken.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely. Well, what about my little clowns or my circus? Do I still have my circus?
What circus? You mean the one?
You used to tell me that you were seeing, like, in my other house, that there was just, like, my backyard was just full of these things.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. You know, I feel it's different. Your house has a different energy now.
Mm-hmm.
In your house now, I mostly see, like, a lot of nature spirits, you know, just lots of nature spirits in the trees mostly, but there's really not a whole lot of stuff. There was at the other house for some reason, and I think that had more to do...
A lot of activity, right?
It had a lot more to do with, like, previous owners, and it was just a lot of residue. Like, everyone that's lived in the house, they leave a certain residue, so it's important to, like, try to clear it out. It's every house we've lived in, we had to work for months. We bought our first house. I mean, my husband were getting along great, and then out of nowhere, we would just at each other's throats every day. And we're like, what is this? So I called a psychic friend of mine, and she said, well, there was a major war in that house, like two people that were just battling and viciously bickering and fighting. And she said, and they're still there fighting it out in the afterlife. So we got rid of them. We said, you know, take it outside, boys. And then it was back to normal. So, you know, it is important to do your clearing on a house. And sometimes if it's an old house, it takes quite a bit of time. But, that has a peaceful vibe where you're at, I feel.
Yeah.
I don't see the circus. I think it's more
good.
Peaceful for you. Mm-hmm.
It is, actually.
Your dog's really super tiny, but, like, the dog handles all any, like, wanton spirits that like to kind of come in.
Right? Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and my cats are forever looking up in a corner and meowing out and trying to get at whatever's up in the particular corner. So I think that one of my orbs are, you know, coming into mm-hmm. the house. But we have we have another caller. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome
hello.
To the show.
Well,
you want to say your
I
name three times?
World. Pardon?
I said, do you want to say your name three times for Diane, please?
Denise. Hello, Denise. How are you?
I'm good. I heard the world-renowned Diane Keys was on this radio show, so I had to call.
Wow. Thank you. I'll tell you absolutely everything you want to hear after that flattery. I just wanted to get it out of the way. Like, I'm just feeling like a Pam around, so I don't know if any of you know a Pam or if there's just someone Pam out there, but that's just really strong that a Pam is sticking in my head. So
what is it?
Okay, so I just hear the name Pam. So if there's a Pam out there, call. Or if any of you know a Pam for some reason, yeah. Okay, so what did you want me to look at?
Anything in general.
Okay.
Anything you see.
Okay. And if you could say your name three times for me again.
Denise.
the first thing you were showing me, sometimes it's literal, sometimes it's a metaphor, but I saw you sort of with issues of vision, and you sort of looked like you had glasses and you were sort of like clearing them off because they were kind of getting, you couldn't see so good through them. So it looked like something like that, and sometimes that's about like focus or not really being able to get clarity on something, or you're literally having issues with worrying about your eyesight getting worse. So yeah, that's, you know, or sometimes that's, yeah, there's just something you're trying to get clarity on. You can't quite get that information because it's kind of like there's a haze there. What would that be? Is there any idea what that would be?
Well, my eyes have gotten worse. I probably need to go in for an eye check.
Okay, so see, sometimes it's just that literal. And, yeah, you should go to the eye doctor. This is dumb. Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I've been noticing it. Yeah, truly, because I have to wear my glasses now to even watch TV, and I haven't done that in the past, so it could be literal.
Yeah, I would, I would do that because it looks like there's some kind of, you know, we all kind of get this programming like, oh, well, you know, we get older, this is just what happens, things fall apart, and, you know, that's just totally not true. So, you know, they can fix it, and so, yeah, that's really the biggest message that I'm getting, and it's... pretty strong.
That's it.
I know. It's like, wow, sometimes it's so practical. Well, give me an area to look at.
Oh, let's look at family.
Okay. Well, okay. As soon as you said family, I saw horns.
You saw what?
You showed me horns. So...
Okay.
Maybe you're looking at my family, I'm not sure, but yeah, it looks like maybe there's like some conflict or I don't know, you just sort of did it in a playful kind of way, but it just looks like there's some strong personalities that might clash.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a little bit of things going on.
Yeah.
And for those of you that are listening, this is the world-renowned Denise of we used to do a show together.
Karen and Denise
for years,
show.
And this is my bestest. Oh my God, I love her, and I love listening to her laugh, and I love the glasses comment. I was going to say it's the quilting, you know.
I have to
and the
call
horns
you,
really
Diane.
Makes me giggle.
I haven't talked to you in a long time.
You sort of hide those little horns nicely under your beautiful hair, and it's just, that's how you are. You're a very peace-loving person, but, you know, people might underestimate you, but you will not be afraid to speak your mind when you need to. You know when to pull the horns out and when to hide them, and, you know, I think you really give people the benefit of the doubt until they give you reason not to. So, you know, you probably should be a little less trusting, you know. Let them kind of prove themselves to you a little more before you kind of give them the benefit of the doubt. But, I see you as very much like visionary. And your eyesight, you know, eyes, you're all about vision, sight, inner vision, you know, you're a visual person. So, I don't know, I was seeing you doing like presentations. I don't know if you do seminars, presentations. Are you doing real estate?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I got to tell you something really funny about horns. So today I'm at my aunt's house, and she says, there's this little stuffed animal, and I want to know if you want it. You know, so I go into her bedroom, and there's an orange cow with horns for Halloween sitting on her bed.
Wow, so, I'm getting such literal stuff.
That was probably in my mind, you know, when you said that about horns, you know, because it was really ugly. You sit there on her bed, you know.
There's a reason she wanted to give that to you, though, because that's kind of what she's seeing in your aura. And, you know, it's cute, you know. But, yeah, that's probably why she was. You know how certain things will appear around you. All of a sudden, one day you'll see, like, a butterfly. Everywhere you go, butterfly, butterfly, because it's just something that's in your aura, and people will pick up on it, and all of a sudden they'll be talking about a butterfly, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it also kind of looks like, again, like maybe not be so easygoing that it looks like maybe there's some people that you kind of need to, you know, stick it to them. Looks like there's some people that really that need to know what you're feeling, and you'll do it in a nice way, but, yeah, kind of not be so, you know, I think you're a peacemaker, and it's like, okay, it's not worth it to kind of, you know, make waves, but it looks like it kind of is.
Yeah.
Make those waves, baby.
Yeah, I need to make waves.
Yes, you do.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Either that or take a trip to the ocean, you know.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be better.
That sounds like a fun time. You know, I fold nicely and fit into luggage, Denise.
I know that. I know that. That would be great. All right. Well, I'm going to take off. It was good talking to you, Diane.
Again, all right.
Talking to you.
And
all
as
right,
always,
Denise.
Karen.
All right, honey. Take care.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, my little boo. She's so much fun. All right. Got somebody else on hold for you, Diane, and we're going to take this call next. Hello, you're live on the air.
Hi, I was hoping I could get a mediumship message.
Okay.
Absolutely.
What's your name?
My name is Trish.
Okay, Trish, can you say your name for me 3 times slowly?
Sure. You want my full name? My name is Patricia.
Is there somebody specific you wanted to connect with, or do you want me to just kind of see who shows up?
Yeah, let's see who shows up, because there's a long list.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. There's this whole Hollywood, like, oh, they have to come through. But, you know, all of the family are together, you know. So there's always, people are always surrounded by a ton of spirits. And if you want to talk to them, they want to talk to you. It's not like that they don't want to. So I see them all very close around you somehow. Like, it looks like they feel like you need protecting somehow. Like, they're showing me protecting you from the rain, like putting like a rain hat on you and keeping you, I don't know why, they're just, maybe today they were helping keeping you from being in the rain. It looks like the person I'm seeing mainly like really hates cold weather. So I'm trying to see who that would be. Or that it just is really dreading the Chicago winters. So that, I don't know who that would be. Is there anything specific you wanted me to find out? Or?
Yeah, I just I have a lot of projects going on. I'm just curious if they have any insight into any of them. You know, one of them is a building project, and I'm concerned about starting it before the winter.
Okay, because that's like winter. Yeah, they're just talking about the winter, and I feel like they think that's not really a good time because it's just better to wait.
Even though we're having unseasonably warm weather?
Yeah, because I think it's going to get cold quickly, but I don't know. I'm just getting this male spirit that's kind of like this very practical spirit that is saying, you know, it's better to wait for whatever reason.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do they have anything about career, finance, relationship?
I'm getting the advice because I saw you sort of like working with somebody else. So not trying to do it all yourself and really working with someone else as a team. I saw you just sort of like laying out these big blueprints for the future, but they're saying like basically looking at the big picture, you know, start from the ground up and just look at the big picture. So I'm not sure exactly what that means, but it looks like there's, I don't know, it's just the timing will happen. You'll know. It'll just kind of all fall into place. So I'm not even feeling like you have to worry about it that much because they're all kind of on it, you know. Yeah, they're kind of all up in your business, but they all mean well and they're helping you. So because, I feel like the sense that they want to protect you and they want to, you know, do stuff for you even though you're extremely capable to do it, you know. They're like, you're stubborn. You need to sit down and relax and let us take over, you know.
I wish it was that simple. I'd let them sit down and do everything.
I know. Well, they do it on the astral, but, you know, it takes some time to manifest sometimes. But they do create those little synchronicities, you know, that you might think are coincidence. You know, they're always working on our behalf.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you. That was interesting. You know, it's because those that have crossed, they really kind of are, you know, always with us, aren't they?
Yeah, always, because, I mean, yeah, those little synchronicities, you just happen to, you know, call a place about a job and they go, wow, we were just going to put that sign up. I mean, we might think, oh, that's coincidence, but it's not, you know. They're always making those little things happen, or you just happen to have exact change to the penny, or your car breaks down and you're right in front of a mechanic shop. I mean, we're always being guided and protected. Doesn't mean bad things aren't going to happen, but, you know, we can trust that we'll be given the solution. I mean, people think it's, I guess they think it's subtle. To me, it's never subtle, but then our, you know, our intuition says, okay, I know that's real. And then our analyzing mind goes, that's ridiculous. You know, that's hocus pocus. But, you know, our intuition knows better. So.
Right. Yeah, sometimes I feel like I'm getting like a whack right upside the back of the head, you know. And it's like, really? Are you kidding me?
Yep. Yeah. It's like, Karen, you're being stubborn. You're being stubborn. And if you don't, you know, do this, it's going to get more and more dramatic. That's like, it's kind of like health stuff. You know, every health issue every health crisis is a spiritual crisis, because it's like your body, if we neglect ourselves long enough, the body just has to get more and more dramatic to say, hello, you know, pay attention to me. And if we don't, then you just keep worse and worse problems. And then I'm not saying like people think their way into it, but it's just your body is crying out. And those usually are the people that, you know, are the ones that take care of everyone but themselves. And so that if they don't pay attention, it gets worse.
Right. Yeah, well, because everything is energy.
Yeah, everything is energy. We are energy. Mm-hmm.
Pardon me, this cold just came out of nowhere, so I'm wondering as to what I'm being indecisive about.
Well, that's energy, too. That's just, I honestly think it's just energy that's releasing for you and clearing. You know, everyone has a different way that they release energy, whether they laugh or yawn or, you know, you get congested or whatever. So, you know, a lot of times I'll get, like, phlegm in my throat. So I feel like you're just releasing a lot of energy, actually, and I think it will be gone, you know. It's not actually a cold. It's just the energy, and it's releasing. And so it's actually leaving. It's energy leaving. And I can tell you, it's energy on your throat because you are a communicator. And so it's just like a bit of energy around your throat that's kind of, you know, most women, we have energy that just really wants to shut us up. So a lot of us have that, and we're just like saying, So, yeah, you're just releasing. Because when you're doing your thing on the radio, like, you're really being powerful. So, you know, that's...
Well, thank you. I think you're very powerful. Mm-hmm. I dig you.
Thank you. I love connecting with you again. It just feels so good.
I know
Is there a caller?
Oh, no. So we have about 10 minutes. So this hour went, you know, very, very fast. But if anybody wants to call in, if you're listening, the number is 657-383-0081 to talk with the world-renowned intergalactically famous Diane Keys. Oh, my gosh, I love saying that about you. You know, well, you know, because a couple of the callers I actually know, right? Two of them. And... the other two, I don't know. They sound like they're very nice women, and I hope everything really goes well for both Regina and Patricia. But because I know the other two, I know that you were exactly spot on with everything that you said. So you are probably one of the best in your business, you know. And how do you, and in fact, I think you are, you're in the the Encyclopedia of Best World Psychics. How does that happen?
Thank you.
Congratulations
I don't know.
On that, by the way.
Thank you. How does it happen?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know, because you are considered an expert in your field, and not only do you come from a long line of psychics, but you get your information like in a myriad of ways, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, some people are they're clairvoyant, where they get spiritual information through pictures, or clairaudient, where they get messages from spirit, they can hear spirit, and then clairsentient, where they feel other people's feelings. People don't realize, like, if you're empathic, that's actually a psychic ability, and it's a really hard one to manage. And then there's a whole other bunch of them, like you get spiritual information through taste or smell. That's why people will just, like, you know, they'll get certain smells. And I just had a client, too. She was like, I keep smelling cigarette smoke, and I keep accusing everyone of my husband of smoking, and I can't find the smoke. And I'm like, yep. Sometimes spirits, you know, they don't have good manners, and if they smoke, then you'll start to smell the smoke, or I'll smell, like, a pipe or a perfume. But I pretty much use all three of those. It just kind of depends.
Yeah, I know when I get the scent of baby powder, I know it's my granny. When I get the scent of Old Spice, it's my dad. That much I know.
I feel a lot of people wouldn't know them. Yeah.
Right? Yeah, because Old Spice, I mean, it's 2015. Mm-hmm. Who wears Old Spice anymore? You know, I don't really know.
I know.
Is it even around, you know?
I know. I love that.
Yeah, right? But, so... you've been doing this professionally for 15 years or longer?
Years.
18 years?
I'd say, 18 at this point.
Wow.
I'm not good at, that's the thing, what I do, I mean, I love it because I'm actually, like, I'll go crazy if I don't leave the house, but if I do a reading, I'm totally happy because I get to leave the house. I mean, I get to travel the cosmos when I'm doing a reading. So I'm really, really awful about time. Like, I have no idea what I did 10 years ago. You could tell me something happened last year, 10 years ago. So I just have no sense of time.
Right.
Because I think I live in more, like you said, we live in more like interdimensional time. So like linear time just doesn't make sense to me.
Right.
You know, it's...
Me either. I have no sense of time. You know, I have to have alarms on my phone so that I remember that I have to do something. You know, otherwise it's like, ooh. Oh, look, a chicken, you know.
Exactly.
And that's exactly how I am, you know, and I can get so lost in there, you know, and been doing, I'm taking a couple of certification courses at the same time because I really want to focus solely on regression work. That's all I want to do, you know, truly all I want to do. And regression therapy
really
just amazes me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, you know, therapy is awesome, but it really only speaks to the mind. And if you're looking at things, and even therapists, a lot of them are really into this stuff because they realize that a lot of it really is a spiritual thing. And so, yeah, if you're looking at someone psychically, I'm basically reading their soul's information. It's not about me or anything. I'm just able to look. And all that stuff is stored in our aura and, you know, our Akashic record and stuff like that.
Right.
But yeah, looking at the person from a spiritual perspective is so much more powerful than just talking to them.
You know, advanced work in past life regressions and going up into spirit realm and seeing, you know, what's happening, what the soul is doing from one point to the next and what's going on, is that just blows my mind, you know, and I love it. So when I see you, that's what we're going to be doing, because I just think it's the, you know, I really do. I absolutely love doing regression therapy, past life regression therapy. And we call it therapy, but it really isn't. It's just you know, so that I can gain more information about what happens, you know.
Right, exactly.
After when you leave this plane for the next, you know.
Mm-hmm. So then,
yeah.
You know, we work on the same things through many, many lifetimes. And so pretty much all phobias or whatever are rooted in past life trauma. So it's like I had a woman come here, and I have a lot of cats, you know, the crazy cat lady. But she, I never really had this. She was absolutely terrified of cats. I felt so bad. I was trying to corral my cats, which is impossible.
Absolutely.
You know, and she was mortified. I felt so bad. And so I'm like, well, you know what? This is a good chance to look at why you're terrified of cats. And so I looked at it, and she had been mauled by a wild cat. So that's why she was scared of them. But I actually saw her recently, and unfortunately, she's still terrified of cats. So she needs to come to you and, like, maybe solve that one. I thought that would help her release it. But yeah, she's still terrified.
Aww.
She's like, I like them open to sleep, but I'm terrified. But yeah, the phobias are from past life trauma. You know, like, everyone in my family, like, the creepiest thing to me is the thought of being stuck in water at night or trapped under, like, a boat or a ship at night, and we all just, oh my God, we just get creeped out. So, you know, no doubt we died by drowning or I don't know. So, but it's helpful definitely because you can go in the past. You can go back to the past and correct it because that's what you do. You're actually going back in the past and kind of altering it by sort of, you know, changing it and releasing it. So then you change your future. So,
yeah. Well, you know, it's always meant to be a very positive experience, just like working with you. You know, there's, we have about 3 minutes left, but, you know, I think when people are looking for inspiration or they are looking for clarity and, you know, wondering what's next for them, finding somebody like you is the is paramount because there are so many out there that are horrible at, you know, they say that they're tarot readers or they say that they're psychic and they're really, really not, because I think there's, you know, somebody who says that they're a psychic, there has to be some sort of code of ethics that they follow. And I've met so many who don't have that, you know, and I think those type of people give people with true, genuine gifts like you a bad name, just like, you know, Hollywood gives hypnotherapy a bad name or hypnotists a bad name, you know, because I can't make anybody do anything against their will, and nor can you, you know, you know, and the message I'm sorry?
I've had people come to the house and, like, be shocked how I looked because I just look normal. I don't dress weird. And I could just tell she thought I was going to have some crazy whacked-out turban on and, you know, I mean, seriously, that I was going to have, like, fog and,
right.
You know.
I know.
Yeah.
I get that.
Eyeliner.
I've gotten that, too. I do. I get that. Oh, you look like your picture. Well, what did you expect me to look like? You know?
Well, and that's why I also don't, I mean, yeah, it's kind of turned psychic into a dirty word. I don't get a lot of credibility if I say I'm a psychic, even though I'm really, really proud of it. And I'm not going to, you know, do what a lot of people, if I just call it, like, intuitive. And, you know, I think, you know, own the word, you know,
right.
I'm a psychic. And
yes, you are. And you're a very good one. A very good one. You have so many gifts, and I absolutely love you. Will you come back again and play on the air?
Yes, I would. I love this. It went so fast. It's so fun to do this with you again. I used to be on your show, at least once a month?
At least once a month, yeah. Yeah, yes, you did. And, yeah, it was. And that was a lot of fun. Really quick, do you want to give out, A, a phone number, or, B, a website, or follow you on, I think I have a follow you on Twitter on the pictures that are scanning. So we got about 10 seconds left.
Okay, it's my website is Diane Keys, KEYS, psychic.com. So you can go on there, and it's got all my contact info, my bio, and how to make an appointment, everything. My Facebook is facebook.com, Diane Keys Psychic Services, and you can just stop on there. You know, I try to post inspirational, but really it's just a place if you want to come chat. You know, it's kind of a place where you can talk about all kind of crazy stuff, and everyone's like, oh, yeah, you talk to cats too. So nobody's going to judge you, because there's not a lot of safe places to talk about this stuff, and there's a lot of people you'd be surprised that are into it, but they're just, like, afraid to tell anyone to be called crazy. So, you know, nothing too
weird.
Yeah,
I like crazy, just so you know.
Yeah.
I do. I believe in crazy more than I believe in whatever, you know, normal is. I have no idea.
I remember that because I was talking about something really whacked out, and you agree. I'm like, oh my God, you believe that? I don't ever meet anyone. I just felt instantly safe. I'm like, oh, okay. So I guess we're just both crazy in the same way, but whatever. It's fun.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I love it. I love you. Thank you so much. And for anybody who's listening to the archived version, when you check out Diane's Facebook page, she has some of the most incredible recycled art. And are you selling your art, by the way? Do you sell
I do. I do art out of found objects, and I've been doing like clocks and stuff out of repurposed salvaged goods and items and stuff like that. So
awesome. Oh, next time you come back, we can talk a little bit about that, because I put one picture up there that I absolutely love, and it's a map. Mm-hmm. And it says love on it. And I want to buy that from you. I do. I love it. I truly do. So, I want it. I'm going to put it in my, I'm going to frame it and put it in my office.
Okay.
Well, at least I made you giggle. That's awesome.
Exactly. Yeah, my website, and my Twitter is DianeKeys11. But I know you said you're on Twitter more. I'm pretty much more on Facebook, I guess. I like them both, but you just can only divide yourself so long, and you know.
Yeah. What I like about Twitter, it's quick, you know. And I apparently have over 10,000 tweets, and mostly in the last year, right? And they got to be 140 characters. So.
I told you, I love hashtag wars. That is just such mindless fun. And people are so clever. I just love it. People can be really, really clever and funny. Most people are. So that's like my time waste that I get complete pleasure out of.
Well, see, I find out what day it is on Twitter. Today's National Cat Day. Yesterday was National Chocolate Day. And today is National Cat Day.
And it was,
you know, I find out all of these things.
Day. Wasn't it Black Cat Appreciation Day, too? Because I had a black cat run across our path today, which to me is a very good luck symbol, because black cats were witches' familiars, and to me that's like a lucky symbol.
Right. I have a black cat whose name is Lucky.
Whoa. I love black cats so much.
She's
but they're good luck.
Yes, they are. They are. All right, darling. Well, I hope that people give you a call and order some services. And check out your artwork, because it is amazing. And you and I will talk again later, all right?
Right, sounds great.
All right. Thank you, darling. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for being my guest. I really, really had an absolute riot. Thank you.
Honestly, anytime.
Okay, honey. We will do it again soon then.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah. All right, thank you. All right, thanks so much for tuning in. And if you're listening via archive, thank you for that as well. And you can follow me on Twitter at Karen on Air, and find out about who, you know, future upcoming guests will be. Thanks so much. Happy Halloween. Have a great, great weekend. Be safe and love one another. Take care.